This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, mamas. New controversial TikTok has just dropped. This has the entire internet talking about it. I won't play it because it's copyrighted music, and all that jazz. But basically, there's this TikTok of this kid who's posting his college application reveal as, many people do. I didn't because I went to community college and there was a 99.5% chance that I was going to get accepted. So on the off chance that it was going to be the 0.5% that I didn't get accepted, I would have just killed myself. So anyways, this video, he's like got his dad in the background. It flashes through all his kind of accolades. Like it says, he has a 4.6 GPA, which I don't understand how that works because GPAs in Canada go to 4, so I'm guessing it goes to 5 in your country. I don't know. 1460 SAT. I don't know what that is either. 460 plus hours of community service. Okay, very good lad. Summer college courses. He's built investment portfolios. $160,000 in scholarships. Skipped a grade. And he gets rejected. He says, but it still wasn't good enough, which is so dramatic, but valid, like what the fuck? And he's crushed, like poor dude is crushed, sitting there in disbelief. His dad's like, oh, Buster, get him next time. There's always there's Yale, or I actually don't know where he applied to, but that's, like, not the important part, because, like, shit like this gets posted all the time, yada, 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 but this person took the TikTok and tweeted it and said, bro got rejected because he's white. Mind you, this is a random, like, engagement farmer on Twitter, not the dude that made the original video. Captions it after reposting and says, bro got rejected because he's white. Fast forward, I think it's, like, actually been, like, literally just a few hours, the dude who was in the video started DMing the person that posted on Twitter with like the false caption saying that he got rejected because he was white. He said, I'm the person in the video he posted about. My life is being turned inside out because of this whole scenario. I didn't say it was because of race. If anything, it was my extracurricular ability to spell out a story of what I wanted to do. I am begging for you to take down this post because it is, oh my God, did I go to fucking college? Jesus Christ, I cannot read a fucking sentence. I'm begging for you to take down this post because it is... I am begging for you to take down this post because it has completely jeopardized my future. Then, this is where it gets bonkers. The person that posted the video added the caption and said, Hi John, I wanted to let you know that I'm taking down my post now. I hope you realize you need to be careful about what you post online in the future. My post was meant to be satirical and humorous, but unfortunately, you can't control how people perceive things online. However, you should not let the negative comments of some people online affect your future prospects. These comments are insignificant in the grand scheme of things, and people move on quickly from one thing to the next. Remember, your future is in your hands, and you alone have the power to shape it. I sincerely wish you the best and lots of success. Have we lost our fucking minds? What? So, to recap, this dude posted this kid's TikTok completely out of context and added a caption that was completely fake saying that he got rejected because he's white, and then proceeds to lecture this poor kid saying, oh, well, you should be careful of what you're going to post online. Okay, but... And psychos like you are the fucking problem here, where you are, like, actually twisting reality. It blew my mind, but it's had, like, that's, like, There's been so many takes online, as these things have on Twitter, because everyone just wants to have the biggest reaction possible. So everyone replies and it gets the most views and you get the most money from Elon Musk's dying fucking bird app. This person said, nothing makes me happier than watching people whose lives revolve around college applications get rejected from schools they think they're entitled to. That had me thinking, because, you know, like, obviously, university, college, important, I think, I guess, I don't know, I dropped out. But specifically in the United States, it's like very prestigious and very important. And I didn't realize like how much people really shape their entire adolescence and childhood to get into a dream school. Like, the concept of having a dream school was like so foreign to me. And I think like foreign to most people that I grew up with, because like every kind of university in Canada and college is like going to be pretty good. Like, you, if you go there, you'll probably get a job with your degree. Actually, no, because I was taking journalism, and literally one in like 50 people with a journalism degree actually end up getting employed. So, did someone just enter my house? What the fuck? Anyways, but yeah, no, it's always blown my mind like how much weight Americans put into their school of choice. And like, mind you, that's a good thing to build towards. Like, you know, there's worse things you could be doing than like putting pressure on yourself to go to a school. Like, you could be like, fuck, like, I need to get grandmaster fucking level in Valorant. Like, you know, you could be rotting in your gaming chair, grinding to get like a good rank in Valorant. I actually don't know if there's even like rank. I played that game for a week and then gave it up. But like, how fucking, sorry, back to the original guy, just like flipping the whole story. How insane do you have to be to like lecture this poor kid? Like, obviously, when things go like super viral, especially on Twitter, like, people find your name, find your address, your life falls apart in like the span of a few hours. I've experienced something like a very small scale. Like, one time I just made this tweet. I was like it was a shot at Taylor Swift. I'm not even gonna fucking say what it is. I'm not even gonna like give you Swifties the ability to even get mad. I'm gonna take that from you, just like you should have everything taken from you. Just kidding. There's like a hair in my eye. No, it was like a very like mild shot that I said about Taylor Swift. Tell me why I had 50 Swifties. I had 50 Swifties in my DMs saying that they found my address and they were gonna kill me and they were gonna kill my dog and they were gonna kill my whole family. Anyways, this whole thing kind of makes me think of that girl that recorded another girl in like a Denny's or something, and she was doing this dance, like this little happy dance, because her food came. Sorry, fuck. She was recording herself, and there was a girl in the background giving her like stink eye. But she was like doing this little like, because she got her pancakes, and it was like, "You dirty fucking millennial, you deserve to die." And it was like so rash for no reason. And obviously, when people post stuff on TikTok, especially if you're not like a creator, like if you are just a person posting a video on TikTok, you're probably not expecting things to go mega viral. I think if you post something on TikTok, there's an understanding that it could, or that it'll get like maybe like 10,000 views. Like, that's like a lot. That's a lot of people. 10,000 people is like a fucking stadium almost. Or actually, I don't know. Can you tell that I also don't watch sports? But to have something blow up to that extent and then have people just like making fucking narratives about you and spreading it, and then your life is like ruined, that's insane. I truly like feel so bad for that kid. Like, also, like, imagine like you're already crushed because you got denied your college and you're like just trying to cope with it. And then you have this to fucking back it up. And it's like, good luck. Good luck getting into any other college now, because you're going to be known as the kid who said that he couldn't get into college because he was white, like, type situation. And I want to like go into a tangent about just broadly how much I think Twitter is a cesspool. I mean, I've always talked about that. And also, I know so many of y'all don't use Twitter, which is so like weird to me. Like, I get I'm like a geriatric Gen Z borderline fucking millennial. And like most people don't use Twitter anymore, but it's still a kind of interesting place where kooky, crazy things happen. And that shit is not happening on TikTok. You're not getting fucking news on tech. Anyways. No, it is really disgusting how people will just say anything to engagement farm. This is like a new kind of term, I guess, that came out ever since Elon Musk added the ability to make money from like getting impressions. Motherfuckers just say anything. Anything on Twitter. And like, it reminds me like of kind of how TikTok is, where people will just like say like blatantly wrong things so that everyone comments being like, oh, well, it's actually this. And then it gets more views. It's like the same thing on Twitter, where like people are just like either generating outrage by saying something so like blatantly wrong, or generating like, yeah, just like engagement from making everyone like correct them. It's so like, is that where we're at? Like, it's just like a game of fucking cat and mouse. It's so annoying. But I'm glad that I really don't share like much about my personal life on social media for this very reason. Like, there was a time when I would like show my mom and like even show my dog, and now like I don't fuck with that. Like, I don't even want to show my dog because like I take a lot of stuff to heart. Like, I know my dog, she's 13, and there's the crusty white dog fucking meme stereotype, racial stereotype of my dog. And you know, people say some pretty mean things, and she's very dear to my heart, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it for a fucking second. So I don't show her my videos that much anymore. I'll show my roommate's dog because he's not actually my dog and I'm not as emotionally attached. Obviously, I love that little bugger to death, but it's different with my baby. And like, yeah, a lot of other things like relationships, never posting that shit online. Freaking, if I got like diagnosed with a disease, you will catch me dead before you post me. No, like literally will catch me dead before I post about that. The internet is just a horrible place to go through anything or experience anything or share any part of your life. I highly don't recommend it. I think that if you have anything that's deeply personal, like if you're going to make like a TikTok about like loss or something, try first therapy or coping by talking to a friend or something. But going to TikTok and just like spilling your guts are going to get moldy. And then you're going to be like, fuck, my guts are all moldy. How am I going to put them back in my body? Ow, ow, ow. Also, strangely enough, I'm recording this before, how do I even say this? I'm recording this after the episode that you will see next week, just because I wanted to talk about this now while it's still fresh in my brain, because the way Twitter moves is at the speed of goddamn light. But you are witnessing the side effects of the Panera Charge Lemonade. I know I started to give it up. No, the fuck I didn't. But here's the thing. I go back to Canada in less than 24 hours for Christmas time. I'm very excited, but there's no Panera Bread in Alberta. So I'm like a full on addict at this point. And it's not even a caffeine addiction. It's like specifically a Charged Lemonade addiction. Like, I've tried to fix it with fucking green tea, like drinking that instead. I did have a sip of coffee, hated that shit, but Charged Lemonade, I ride for it. Like, that's my everything. And I was like, I have one fucking day left of having Charged Lemonade, and then what? And then goddamn what? I'm gonna go through withdrawals. And also, even worse, when I get back from Canada, shit's probably not even gonna exist. They're probably gonna ban it. So this morning, did I did I go on DoorDash and add 15 charged lemonades to my cart? And was I about to spend $150 on charged lemonade and then put them all in my freezer so that when I get back, I can thaw them and then keep drinking it? Yes. Yes, because I am an adult and there is absolutely nothing stopping me from being able to do that. And isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Wow, I was really thinking, like, I felt like a new sense of freedom that I haven't felt in like a very long time this week. And I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying and loving life. And I hope you are too. Sorry to get fucking sappy in the middle of this episode. But yeah, it's been great. I'm very excited for this festive season, this Christmas season. Last year I really wanted to get festive, but I couldn't. I just couldn't get into gear. But now I'm feeling it. I am hoeing it up. But I feel bad because my friend, I was gonna mention this earlier about like diseases and shit. Bro, my friend has scarlet fever. What the fuck? My friend literally has scarlet fever. I literally thought that was like a biblical ass disease. I had to look it up on Google. 20,000 people get that a year in the US. That is so fucking rare. I don't know what she's up to that she's getting scarlet fever. But sorry, I'm like airing her shit out too. I've been airing out like a lot of like my friend's business on my podcast. But the beauty of this podcast is it is truly like an inside not joke, but like it's like a secret. It truly is a secret between you, me, and whoever's watching this. You, I don't promote this. I don't put it on my Instagram story. Sometimes the algorithm like picks it up and like spreads out a little manure around on the crops of YouTube. But my agent didn't even know that I had a podcast. Which I don't like. Maybe I expect him. I don't fucking know. I have been so on my Hollywood grind, y'all, but I'm going back to Canada. I'm getting grounded again. I'm gonna be so down to earth, okay? Y'all are gonna forget that I've ever even like stepped foot in LA. I went to the Emmys yesterday as of filming this. What a amazing experience that was. Truly. I got to present. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry for. I got to present four whole Emmy awards. So like I would say the nominees are, and then it like flash all the nominees, and then I'd say, and the Emmy goes to, and then I would give it to them. It was so insane. And one of them was Jack Black, the voice of Kung Fu Panda. I got to give Jack Black his first ever Emmy award. First ever award for acting, actually. What? How does Jack Black not have it already? He is goated. Goated status. Bah. Motherfucker, like. That was not real. So that was not real. I am very happy. Listen, I've always thought about, like, going full LA. Getting a house. As they do. And living that life, but there's a sense of peace and grounding that I feel in this shitty, like, 8 foot by 8 foot. No, how long is 8 feet? 15 by 15 foot apartment room in a gentrification apartment building. There's a peace that I feel here because I've been here since 2019 on the low. Don't tell the US government. No, listen, I was never here illegally, ever. I would spend less than 6 months a year in the United States, and I did not work in the United States. But I got my work visa 4-5 months ago. So now I am here, and this is my house, motherfucker. But I have spent a lot of time in this room since 2019, and it's like the longest room that I've had as like an adult, or even like since I was like probably 15. And I feel a lot of attachment to it. And I think I am in some ways outgrowing it. And it's a strange dynamic because I film my videos in here and I sleep right the fuck here, which is a horrible, horrible, like, idea in general. You need to have like work-life separation. And some days I will literally spend 6 hours sleeping here, wake up, film here for 3 hours, edit here for like 8 hours, and go back to bed. And that is not the best idea to do, but I do it anyways. But I also like do think about if I want to stay in LA. I don't freaking know. Here's the thing, I don't actually live like in LA. Fun fact, okay, let me like say this without doxing myself, but like the LA that is so hated and is kind of insufferable, like objectively insufferable, is like Hollywood, West Hollywood, that area. But I live like 30, 40 minutes away from there. I'm like kind of in the suburbs. So I love it out here. I like it out here. And there is green spaces and I have a blast out here. So, you know, I get tastes of like the nastiness of like Hollywood and all that. But I like it here. I like it here, and I'm sorry about that. And I don't think it's changed me one freaking bit. In fact, I think it's made me more quirky and more down to earth and all that jazz. Thank you very much. But then again, where the fuck would I move? Where? Oregon? I don't know. Wait, let me see if I can find this video. When I was like, oh, this is gonna be so crazy, and I might like tear up a little bit. I might get a little emotional. But I posted this video when I was younger. I want to say, actually, like literally maybe 17. Fuck, maybe I was like 18. That's really embarrassing if that is the case. But I posted this video about how I hate Canada and I need to move to LA situation. Mind you, I don't fucking hate Canada. It was just like me being dramatic. Oh my God, I literally titled this video "Something I Have to Do."
Hey y'all.
I think this was like in Vlogmas.
What the fuck? I wanted to move there. And this wasn't just something brought on by a certain phase in my life. At every phase
of my balls were like 10 feet into my abdomen. The way my voice sounded so crazy. Fuck, actually no, I sound the exact same. God damn it. But basically, I made a video saying like I want to move to LA so bad, and I had this little fucking jar and I filled it with I was going to fill it with money, and I ended up going to LA for the first time with the money that I saved up, which is kind of crazy. Okay, so the first time I went to LA was on my own, and I went for VidCon in 2018, and this shit was like the hardest decision of my life because I had been saving up for maybe like 3 years and planned for like years in advance to go to VidCon at this time. And right before, my grandpa passed away, and I wasn't like the closest with him, but I ended up missing the funeral because I went to VidCon instead, which I know like sounds like the craziest thing ever, but like, and like sometimes I like really do like regret it, but I like think about like I really had no other option because I couldn't like get a refund on my flight or hotel or anything, and this was like my life savings of the past like 3 years and like of work, like working so much, so like yeah, I could have gone to his funeral, but I didn't, and I feel bad, and I feel like maybe there's a little bit of resentment against me from some family members for that. But, anyways. Yeah, I missed my grandpa's funeral for VidCon. I am going straight to hell. But I don't regret it because I met so many friends there. And that was, like, truly, like, a spark to, like, you know, just, like, get shit going. Like, get creative and all that jazz. I love VidCon. VidCon's so fun. Like, You know, so many people just, like, end up not going, but not me, baby. I'm a VidCon rat, or, yes, I am. And we're now at, like, the 25-minute mark, and all I want, all I goddamn want, is a hit of that charged lemonade. But it's 12:21 a.m., and if I have my charged lemonade now, I will not sleep for... I got 3 hours of sleep last night. 4 hours of sleep the night before. If I don't have a good sleep tonight, I think I will just not wake up again. So, please pray that I get a good night's sleep. But, let's read some drama. Let's get into the drama. This week's drama comes from at Dr. Pixie's office 794. If you want me to read your drama on a future episode of the podcast, just comment it down below, baby. And I'll read it. Keep it short though, like one sentence, or you're dead, or you're like actually getting exiled, motherfucker. Okay. My drama. My best friend, Guy, liked me, and I only liked him as a friend. He stopped talking to me, and now I miss him very much. My current bestie says he has a new crush now, and I feel a bit jealous. What should I do? Love the podcast. I'm sorry that he only wanted, like, a relationship. I think that's, like, it's... With any, like, friendship or relationship, I feel like it's so important to figure out, like, what they want. And, like, I think a lot of people just don't know what the what they want in a friendship or relationship or any kind of joining of two people. They're just kind of like guided by their heart. But some people, and sounds like your best friend, like are so driven to just have a relationship and like will not even, like they will just kill any friendship the second it's like non-viable to be a relationship. And I don't think that's a good thing. I think you should be able to just be friends, especially with, like, the opposite sex. That is so rare these days. Where are the boys and the girls who are friends, but they're not dating? Where are they? I'm sorry, though. And I think jealousy is, like, a natural kind of feeling to seeing that he has a crush on someone else. You might not have feelings for him, but, like, if y'all were best friends, seeing him suddenly devote all his time to someone else, boo, that stinks. And I'm sorry. But wishing you the best. Thanks for submitting your drama. With that all being said, I will see you next Wednesday. And Merry Christmas. I think this episode's coming up before Christmas. I can't fucking count. Love you, mamas. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.